It's not as though VA doesn't have any data about the veterans it serves. Between the millions of interactions its sprawling healthcare and benefits arms engage in with veterans each year, it has quite a lot. But that data is housed in more than 200 databases, none of which communicate with each other. Tom Allen, VA's newly hired Chief Veterans Experience Officer, says that's not a good recipe for a good customer service experience.
We don't know who our customers are. We have no clue right now. Our customers from a standpoint of their identity, their contact information, their military service, demographics, and how they've used VA. And so the first goal is to have an authoritative view of our customers and how they use VA. What's happened today, if you're a veteran and you call up VBA and you apply for a claim and you give all your information, if you call up tomorrow and you want to look at a GI Bill, they have no clue who you are. You're starting all over again with all your information. So again, this is absolutely key to everything that we do, is to have this customer data integration completed.
Allen says data integration has been a VA priority since roughly 2010, but the effort has struggled to get off the ground thus far. So when Secretary Robert McDonald created Allen's office 7 months ago, department officials asked him to take it on as one of the first official tasks, because his office is the only one at VA headquarters with authorities spanning the Veterans Benefits Administration, the Veterans Health Administration, and the National Cemetery Administration. Speaking at a conference on federal customer service posted by Government Executive Magazine, he said the department hopes to have one authoritative identity source up and running by this time next year. Besides collapsing its sources of veteran data, Allen says VA is trying to collapse and streamline the ways in which veterans interact with the department, starting with its websites. VA calls that the unified digital experience.
We have over 1,000 websites in VA. I mean, if you just go onto Google, It's just about impossible to figure out how you would go about getting something done. So the goal is to set up the websites in we're calling it a harbor. So you have a front portal, which currently is vets.gov, and we'll start bringing in e-benefits, bringing in our other websites. But from the user standpoint, it's seamless. From the user standpoint, they'll be able to navigate as if it's a single website with a single secure sign-on. They can get... The goal will be a year from now, they can get their benefits, check on their benefits, check on their claim, add a dependent, change an address, everything that they'd be able to do online. We've also been analyzing our existing websites. We do have one website where it takes 17 clicks to reach a form that you download, fill out by hand and mail. Clearly, from looking at the experience, we're doing a lot of analysis of the existing websites. What are they looking for? What are they asking?
Allen says his office is pursuing a similar effort with regard to phone contact with veterans. As of now, the department has more than 950 toll-free phone numbers veterans are told to call for help with various issues, connecting to more than 200 call centers.
So again, you go to the same thing. How are you supposed to reach, how do you go about reaching VA? How do you make it easier for them to be customers of VA? We're using USAA as one of our examples. We're also looking at New York 311, Philly 311 in terms of examples. So there may be a VA 311 as a national number. There may be then regional and local. I mean, we're not going to have one 1-800 number, because if a veteran's been calling a certain number for their pharmacy for the last 15 years, we don't want them to have to, you know, learn a different number. But that's a journey that we're going on that's going to take much longer. The single website is actually easy because we have some incredible folks from USDS and Digital Services able to, you know, figure those things out. The call centers are going to be a little bit more difficult because there's VBA call centers, VHA call centers. When we eventually figure out what the enterprise level should look like as opposed to everybody having their own, that'll be an interesting period, probably toward the beginning of next year.
The department is also trying to make customer-oriented changes in the field, Allen says. The department's already announced plans to realign the confusing geographic areas of responsibility that were previously mismatched between its benefits, healthcare, and other services into 5 common regions.
And we're going to have 25 people in each of those 5 districts with the customer, with the facility directors. They'll be living, these are not offices where 25 people are in the same office. We separated the offices from the director from their deputy. So in the Northeast, for example, the director will be in New York, the deputy will be in D.C. In the Southeast, it'll be Atlanta and Tampa. And then the other people will be in the different states, where they're going to be addressing the issues of customer service. So we have a geographical focus. In this geography, you're responsible for customer service. And I think this is going to be having the biggest impact, because you'll be looking at things, is this something that's local to this facility, or is this something systemic that we need to change and create a different process for?
To help identify systemic problems, Allen says VA also needs to gather much more granular data from veterans much more routinely about how well they're being served within any of the department's mission areas.
The problem that we've had with our customer measurements, first of all, is most of the information is coming from surveys. So the data is already 6 months old, which makes it less actionable. The second thing is that we've been asking questions that we think must be important to our veterans, but we haven't asked our veterans what's important to them.
To improve the metrics it has about customer satisfaction and what's important to veterans, VA is borrowing a tool from the Defense Department called Interactive Customer Experience, or ICE. DoD uses it by encouraging the users of its services to provide instant online feedback. From there, managers can see how their organization is doing compared to similar ones across the department, and leaders get real-time data about how they're performing. Allen says VA wants to use that tool as part of a broader strategy to measure the outcomes of its programs from the perspective of veterans.
Sometimes I have had the feeling in these last 7 months that if you're just producing goods and services, good things will happen. And that's not really the case. So we don't really know if our input and outputs are aligned for an outcome. So in VA, what we're working on is trying for every single line of business that we have is to define an outcome. So we're starting this with this budget process. So in every single line of business, we'll be looking for effectiveness and efficiency, as well as the customer experience and the employee experience. And this will make our leaders more accountable in terms of, why are you doing this? Is this the outcome that we're trying to achieve?
Allen, who came to the VA from the private sector after having worked in the restaurant industry for 40 years, says his office also plans to do a lot of work to enhance VA's ability to measure the experiences and general job satisfaction of its own frontline employees. He says that's because industry has already realized that the experiences of their employees and their customers are inextricably linked.
The energy of the employees, their culture is values-based versus rules-based. Best service organizations are decentralized, driving accountability as close as possible to the field. So we're really focusing on the employee experience in VA. I think we have the most outstanding employees, the most mission-driven, passionate employees in government. I don't think we've done a good job of helping them and supporting them to fulfill their mission. And that's something that we have to do. And I'd also love to see our employees get the courage of common sense sometimes when, how do you take care of that veteran versus what a rule says?
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.